Somewhere between abnormal and paranormal. Enter at your own risk into the paranormal.
And good evening, friends, from the cold, dark depths of a secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest. I am Jeremy Scott. It is so good to be with you here on this hot as blazes Saturday evening late in the month of July. And welcome now two gentlemen to the program, who I owe a lot to, because you hear their voices and their work on the program each and every week, and that is Johnny Cobb and Jerry McCoy. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Jeremy.
That's Johnny Cobb, and that's Jerry
gentlemen,
McCoy.
Gentlemen, who came in?
And that's Jerry McCoy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Is it hot as blazes where you guys are?
Wow, I tell you what, today's
blazes
North Carolina.
Blazes on top of blazes.
Yeah, it was like 96, 97 here, North Carolina.
You guys are both talented musicians. I want you to tell the audience about your musical careers, who you've worked with, and that sort of thing.
Hey, Jerry, why don't you go first?
Johnny? Oh, well, okay. This reminds me of that cartoon about the two guys who were so polite. Neither one of them would go first. Okay, well, I'm Jerry McCoy, and I started out, when I was 15, I got my first guitar and started playing. I've lived all over, basically, but I wound up moving to Nashville, Tennessee in 1974. And I've worked with a lot of different people there, doing some session work and some, live performance work. Worked with Ronnie Millsap some, as did Johnny. Johnny was with Ronnie for 9 years, I think. But I did some work with Ronnie Millsap. We did some work with Porter Wagoner, even though we were a rock and roll band. And we worked with, I did some touring with the Dickie Betts band and also with the Allman Brothers band. And I did some, I toured with some lesser-known artists, but they were good artists. They just never got the hit record they were looking for. But anyway, that's basically all the names that people would recognize that I've worked with. Johnny, your turn.
Oh, wow. Like Jerry said, I played bass and sang backup with Ronnie Millsap for about 6 or 7 years and did all the recording with him and toured all over the world. And I had a record deal out in L.A. on Electro Asylum Records. It was titled Men From Nowhere with Lawler and Cobb. And it was the same label that the Eagles are on, and we got a couple Grammy nominations for that. And Jerry and I were actually in the first rock band to get a major deal in Nashville called Mighty High on MCA Records. And I've had songs recorded by Etta James, and I wrote a couple hit songs for the Allman Brothers, Straight From the Heart and Angeline. And for the past couple of years, Jerry and I have been recording and writing songs via long distance. He lives in Arkansas, and I live in North Carolina. We've been doing everything long distance through emails. And that's one of the things that's been the most rewarding for both of us, is just being able to write our own music, perform it. And I'll put videos together and put them on YouTube. And we were just trying to stay busy during this hunker down timeout period that everybody's going through right now.
And it was the Calvin Parker story, Blackwater Blue Moon, that you guys told through a song. And Calvin Parker, of course, was the Pascagoula abduction incident, which we have talked about at length here on this program. And you guys wrote a song about that. And that's how I became familiar with both of you and your fine talents. And so I reached out to you last year. It was around, I believe, Thanksgiving time. And you guys were more than receptive about doing the theme song, which, by the way, has gotten nothing but rave reviews. And as you both know, is a big part of this program. It really means a lot to me to have a theme song that captures the essence and the theme of the program. And so in the interest of keeping things fresh and new, I thought it would be great. I mean, it's more work than for you guys than it is for me to have another theme song. And so I put a bug in the ear of Johnny, and what came back was absolutely pure gold, which we're going to play for the audience after we come back from the break. Talk about how you put together this song, Johnny, because, I mean, I gave you a couple of things that I wanted to have mentioned in, but you guys took the ball and ran with it.
Well, you know, it's very similar to the way you approached me with the first theme song, that you were just kind of like asking, would you be up for doing it? And then I asked you what type of music you had in mind, and you kind of gave me a kind of an idea of musically what you were looking for. And kind of, I listen to the show, you know, every week. I mean, I follow you wherever you go, man. And so I was really familiar with a lot of the subjects. So the first
one. Oh, no. Basically. You got a stalker, man. You got a stalker.
Wouldn't be the first one, Jerry.
Oh, no. So when we wrote that one and sent it to you, and you accepted it, we felt really great. And then about, I guess about a week or so ago, you mentioned about writing another one. And once again, I said, what do you have in mind? Do you want something a little bit more up-tempo? And then you gave me some subject matters. And, you know, it was just one of those kind of things. Once we get a project started, we just like to get it finished so we can get it back to you as fast as we could. I think we got the whole song composed, recorded, and mastered in about 2 days. And you were a big contributor to it. You know, give me some ideas of what you wanted to say in the song. And that helps a whole lot lyrically. And I want to thank Calvin Parker, too, if Calvin happens to tune in. Because if it hadn't been for Calvin, you had Calvin and myself on your show to debut the Blackwater Blue Moon song that we wrote for Calvin. And so one thing led to another. We really appreciate both you guys.
So hold tight, Johnny Cobb and Jerry McCoy, and when we come back, it's the new End of the Paranormal theme song. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Show your support of Into the Paranormal by buying from the Paranormal store at paranormalradio.com.
Attention homeowners, spending more time around your house means you're putting more stress on major appliances that keep your home running. Like many Americans, a major breakdown could be very costly during these uncertain times. AC unit goes, that's $4,500. Water heater breaks, $1,500. When you own a home, it's always something. If you have a home warranty, those repairs could cost you nothing. A Home Service Club warranty pays for the repair or replacement of your home appliances and systems when they break down, even from normal wear and tear. For about $1 a day, you can cover your home appliances and systems. It's not a question of if they'll break down, it's when. If you call now, you'll get your first month free and $75 off your first year. Make home appliance repairs one less thing to worry about. Call 800-249-8901 now for your free quote, free first month, and $75 off your first year. 800-249-8901 now. That's 800-249-8901. Again, 800-249-8901.
Attention authors, stop sending ebook readers away empty-handed. With the Jump Card ID, sell your books directly without the need for an online retailer. The Jump Card instant download, exclusively from Jumpmaster Press, could be your ticket to more sales, more readers, and international distribution. Find out more about the Jump Card ID today at www.jumpmasterpress.com.
Zone of the best unknown. UFOs, aliens. wherever we go.
With Jeremy Scott.
I think we'll call that Into the Paranormal We Go. It's the work of Johnny Cobb and Jerry McCoy, who are with me here. They put together that theme song and, of course, the original Into the Paranormal theme song, which, just in case anybody is wondering, you know, is not going to go away. We're still going to find a way in order to use that here on the program because it's just such awesome music. Johnny, you know what I talk about. I wanted to have this theme song encapsulate those subjects in which we talk about. And so the lyrics for this are just absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you. You know, it didn't really require a lot of lyrics, but it had to be short and sweet. And I just want to capture, you know, just the essence of what the show's about, because you already gave me the subject matter. So that helped out a whole lot. And Jerry kind of took the track and put the slide guitar on it, made it really kind of cosmic, kind of surreal sounding. So I think it was a good match of lyrics and music. And we're honored that you chose another time, another song to add to your show from us.
I mean, walk us through what goes through the production of a song like this, because, you know, you do this remotely from, I think, several thousand miles away. And so I put a bug in Johnny's ear, and then he starts to talk to Jerry, and you both play different musical instruments, and you have to get those stars literally to align and the tracks to line up. And then, of course, you deal with people like me who want additional edited versions after the fact, which can't make things easy.
Oh, that was the easy part. You know, basically, we took the same approach with your theme song as we do when we're writing songs for our album. I basically just lay down, I play keyboards, and I lay down a keyboard track, and sometimes some drums go along with it. And once I know that I've got the track laid out, I'll send it to Jerry. And then while I'm working on the lyrics, Jerry's working on putting the guitar parts on. And 9 times out of 10, about the time that he finishes putting his guitar parts on and sends them back to me, most of the time I'm finished with the lyrics and it's time to sing. And when we get to that point, that's when he and I both start talking over the phone, like, you know, here's what I had in mind for lyrics. And he's a really good editor. And on this one, he said, hey, I think you got it, so let's go ahead and sing it. So basically I sung it, sent it back to him, and he did a mix of it, and he sends it all back to me. And then I do what we call mastery, where it just tweaks the high end, the mids, and the low to put that radio quality sound to it. And then the next step and the final step, and we'll keep our fingers crossed, we send it to you. And I think basically we did the same thing this time as we did before, where we sent the finished product to you without sending you little bits and pieces of it. We just thought it would be better just to send you the completed project so you could get it all together. And we just kept our fingers crossed that it suited what you needed for.
I mean, my wife was asking me, and I think in all seriousness, how many times have I heard this? I mean, I think I had said, I think my answer was 30 at that point.
Wow.
It's probably 50.
Well, I tell you what,
it's probably 50 by now.
Well, that's probably about a fraction of the number of times Jerry listens to it when he's mixing. Because when he does those mixes, he, you know, it's like, I mean, I would say he's probably played it back 100 times to get, you know, tweaked.
Is that about
exactly
about right, Jerry, 100 times?
Well, maybe not quite 100, but I do lose count, because sometimes I get into a zone sometimes when I'm mixing, and I'm tweaking. I tweak this part, then I tweak that part, and the next thing I know, I look up at the clock, and I've been in here for 7 or 8 hours straight, you know. So I may have listened to it 50 times or more. I don't know. It's I've never stopped to count, but I might do that from now on, just out of curiosity.
You see, Jerry stays up all night working the studio. I do the majority of my work during the daytime, because he and I are on different time zones, And usually when I sign off in the evenings, he's just going into the studio to start working. And 9 times out of 10, he'll stay there till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But a lot of times the next morning when I get up, he's emailed me a finished product or a mixed song that we've been working on. So it's kind of like getting a surprise every morning when I get up when he's working like that.
Well, I want you both to know how amazingly satisfied I am with this theme song. And I want you both to know, and the audience to know, that the old theme song doesn't go away. We just have
yeah.
two theme songs. I mean, who else has two theme songs?
I don't know of anyone. But I tell you what, the way you've got it tweaked coming across the radio, Jeremy, whatever you do on your end really does make the sound of it sound exceptional. It really feels nice to have somebody playing something over the radio that they've tweaked even more. And just now, even over the phone, I can hear just all the parts really clear. So I know that's something that you're doing on your end to hype it up a little bit more, too. So that's really nice.
It's that fancy rack of equipment that I have here in this studio, which, by the way, you can now see what the studio looks like of me standing in front of it. You can see the banner that I take with me behind me to, all of my remote broadcasts. You can see what I'm wearing, my McMiniman's UFO Fest shirt today. And, this is the studio. Of course, we don't let you see all of the intricate things, basically, you know, everything below the table, you know, because I don't want anybody to think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do some additional processing. Johnny's right about that. We definitely do some additional processing. Not that it needs it, but just so that everything sounds the same, right? Because if you guys probably know that as audio engineers, Jerry, since he does the mastering, but you as Johnny as well, that if the sources aren't all the same, it doesn't match. It just doesn't sound good.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I could definitely tell.
Thank you to both of you so much for an amazing job with the Into the Paranormal theme song. That's Johnny Cobb and that's Jerry McCoy, and they wrote the official Into the Paranormal theme song that we played for you here tonight. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And there you have it, friends. Those lyrics just give me the chills each and every time that I hear them. It's awesome. So we'll come back and we'll get into our program tonight, a conversation about E.T. visitation. Right after this, I'm Jeremy Scott.